It's back, and with it the craze for all things 60s, the 1960s. I'm talking about Mad Men, the red-hot Emmy Award-winning drama that has returned to Sunday night TV. Lots of us are feeling very Don or Betty Draper these days. We lived through those turbulent years and were the Drapers. Wistfully, yesterday's real Don and Betty have morphed into Nana and Pop Pop. Curvy girls are in, like redheaded vamp Joan. Decidedly Marilyn Monroe in shape have made real inroads to the decades of concave-chested toothpicks on designer runways. Peplums are back. Those apron-like large ruffles at the hips really only looked good on some snake-hipped young thing. Voluptuous Joan, the office siren, never needed a peplum to create an hourglass figure. Really ugly chairs and tables now bear the respectable, even desirable label, mid-century modern. Chafing dishes, we got two as wedding presents, and fondue pots have resurfaced. Cast iron skillets are considered chic now. Almost biblical in the South, they never were out of style. Southerners believe Eve lugged a cast iron skillet with her when booted out of Eden. How does one make cornbread if not in the big black cast iron skillet with the heft of an anvil? Nowadays, you see them featured in Vogue and the New York Times style section. The cast iron skillet has become the essential LBD, little black dress, so to speak, of the kitchen. Growing up, romaine and radicchio were unheard of. The only lettuce, unless you grew your own bib in the Victory Garden, was iceberg. After fashionable greens arrived on the scene, iceberg lettuce was banished to McDonald's and steakhouse salad bars, replaced by more sophisticated cousins. No more. Iceberg is back as the newly fashionable wedge featured on the menu of upscale restaurants. With Thousand Island or blue dressing generously drizzled atop, trying not to look smug among the escarole, endive, and bok choy across the table. One of our favorite restaurants in the 70s was the Blue Hawaii in the guise of a Waikiki hut in Lowcountry, South Carolina. The cave-like interior was festooned with garlands of what appeared to be mini grass skirts and tiki lights. One night, our blazing poo-poo platter arrived for a family celebration, and our waiter raised it high with a grand flourish to place it in the center of the table. The gesture proved unwise. The garlands above our head burst into flames. Quick thinkers at our table pulled the flaming grasses down to the table and beat them into submission with napkins, while others somewhat reluctantly threw their gin and tonics, complete with little paper umbrellas, on the ashes. Stand by, those poo-poo trays have returned along with Mad Men and are almost as incendiary as that madman vixen, Joan.